verse 6. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old man that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? They spake unto him, saying, If thou be kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, they'll be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old man gave him, and took counsel with the young man that were brought up with him that stood before him. Now this was definitely a breach here on the part of Rehoboam. He should have followed the wisdom of these men who had been counselors during the reign of Solomon. They knew what the situation was. But he turned to the young man, and unfortunately, why, the young men are saying, well, don't ease up. We want this picnic to continue. All of us have got public jobs, and those of us that are not eating out of the public trough, why, we'd like very much to get in a trough also, so let's don't reduce taxes. Now, will you notice, verse 10, the young man that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. In other words, my dad came down on you heavy. I'm going to come down on you much heavier than that. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I'll put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scorpions. That was probably the most foolish thing that this young man Rehoboam could have done. Now, verse 12, So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day as the king bade, saying, Come again to me on the third day. Now, he gave them this awful judgment of the young man, and the king hearkened not unto the people. You see, the other counselors said, Actually, your father did overtax them. Now, it's time to stop this building program, and it's time we stop all this government spending, and the time has come to reduce the taxes. And by the way, have you ever heard of any governments ever reduce taxes? Have you ever heard of any of our politicians? They all go into office going to reduce taxes. I think I've voted for a half a dozen presidents, and every one of them is going to reduce taxes. Mine keeps going up, and I've been voting for governors, and I've been voting for mayors, and voting for different ones, and they all promise, but they never keep it. I never heard of a government reducing taxes. It always continues to go up, and that's exactly what was going to happen here. It's interesting, human nature never changes, and so actually what happened, it was this. Verse 16, And when all Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king. Israel now is really the 10 tribes. And Judah is Judah and Benjamin. And sometimes they're used interchangeably. In other words, sometimes the southern kingdom is called Israel. God looks at them as a unity, but they were divided over this. And so we read here in verse 16, They say, Now what portion have we in David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all Israel went to their tents. And as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones that he died. In other words, Rehoboam sent a tax gatherer up there to gather taxes. They stoned him to death. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. Rehoboam didn't realize how incensed these people were. And now we read verse 19, And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And that is up to the time 2 Chronicles was written.